Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is June 21st, 2023. It is a new moon, and we had a mass meditation today. Yeah, we're cleaning house. It's looks like things are really on a fast track with all the wild stuff going on, huh? Anyway, I am your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccines and actually all pharmaceutical products, and especially injections of all kinds, even like the TB time test. Since this is not only not made available to the public, but being censored intensely today. We want everyone, at least on the network, and hopefully your family and friends, to make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal, as though your life depended on it, because it does. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and our main website is VacLib, V-A-C-L-I-B, short for Vaccination Liberation, .org. We also got .com, which redirects to the main website, which has been up for 22 years now, over 22 years. My business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation, and other unbelievable amounts of poisons we're being inundated with, glyphosate, and, it goes on and on. That's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, which truly means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. And I do call it immune function because it's not a system like our endocrine system or our circulatory system. It involves every part of our body. It's really what really drives what I consider the immune function is health at the cell level. We have a chat room, and I want to thank Mar Bailey for creating our chat room and adding important content there. In fact, during the week, I think maybe it was yesterday or today, I didn't look at when she posted it, but there's so much wild stuff floating around about the Davos World Economic Forum. World Economic Forum Convention. And that she has a great one there, and I would encourage you to go there. It's Immunize Wisely. Wisely is stylized with a Z for a W-I-Z-E-L-Y dot chatango.com. And I would encourage you to, sign up there and just check it periodically during the week. And I will be putting important links there too, ahead of the guests that I bring on. And of course, we want everyone to continually support the network. We may be having some other creative fundraisers coming up, so you get some value for your buck other than the network itself, which I think has value in it, quite a bit of value. I mean, the news feed's incredible. The products they offer, the host, and the content they offer is just incredible. So it's pretty wonderful to be part of this network. It's actually an honor. So without much further ado, I want to mention, because I promised this guy I would mention, if you want to continually wake people up, which is happening, because even ones that are stubborn are going to be like, oh my gosh, this is getting a little more wild. Maybe my brother or my sister, was actually correct that, there is, problems with the vaccine, and there's problems with climate change and some of this whole agenda, especially with Elon Musk taking over Twitter and dropping bombs. So it's definitely getting, a little bit interesting out there for sure as this great awakening proceeds. But you can continue to wake people up because the content changes all the time with references and suggested videos and articles at wakethehellup.com. Or, yeah, it's wakethehellup.org. I better go to my cheat sheet. It's .org. I'm sorry. wakethehellup.org. So, I mean, you can remember Wake the Hell Up and then just .org for organization. I thought I was going to screw that up anyway. You know, one of the things that just came out, and I thought this was incredible, and it's about the adrenochrome crisis. And I know some of you don't pay attention to Real Raw News. I think you guys actually need to read it. You know, I know Johnny Delirious was into it. I'm actually into it. So, and there's a lot of stuff that's been actually shown to be true. It reads like a detective novel for sure. But so they had two articles. One was yesterday where they talked about Putin destroying an adrenochrome lab in Ukraine and rescuing several children, like 50 Russians. So what they're saying is going on is that the adrenochrome factories that were going on in this country have been destroyed, and they're still hunting some down. And so they feel like it's safer to do this in Ukraine. So they have these dotted all over, and Putin's discovering them, and the fact that they're taking a bunch of children that are Russian right along the border. They're kidnapping these children. It's becoming epidemic. And there are 50 Russian children that were rescued before they bombed the whole thing. And it's quite a detailed article. It's worth going to realrawnews.com and seeing that one. But what I thought was incredible was his analysis of the adrenochrome crisis. So he says Western governments, I mean, this is the money involved. And it makes sense. Western governments want their citizens to believe that Zelensky needs foreign funding, cash and weapons to defeat or demoralize Russian forces or to enervate them to the point they disobey Vladimir Putin's orders and forever flee Ukrainian soil. For nearly a year, Zelensky has begged incessantly for arms and cash. He's pleaded his case to the criminal Biden regime, the UK, France, Germany, and any NATO country with resources to finance his war against what he calls Russian oppression. Since 2014, the United States has committed $24 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, excluding the $21 billion the U.S. sent over last year. Wow, that's incredible. So that's $45 billion total since 2014. Zelensky has an insatiable appetite for foreign aid. He has received British tanks, U.S. Bradley fighting vehicles, howitzers, mobility artillery rocket systems, Stinger surface-to-air shoulder-fired missiles, and a variety of anti-tank missiles, as well as a myriad of small arms and ammunition. Biden also gave him lots of American dollars. In October 2022, the White Hat partition of the U.S. military arrested then-Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink after she had surreptitiously delivered $2 billion to Ukrainian officials in Poland. That cash infusion was in addition to what the regime had on the public record. Brink's subsequent hanging, however, hasn't deterred the criminal administration from secretly funneling cash into Zelensky's greedy hands. The question is, why does Zelensky need cash when he's already getting Western weapons? Some monies were spent on foreign mercenaries to augment his depleted army. Zelensky has also used American dollars to bribe Russian officials to turn on Putin, but those expenditures hardly account for the clandestine billions he has gotten from the U.S., the U.K., France, and Germany. I mean, this is, you know, all off the record. White hats and Russian intelligence share a plausible explanation of how a sizable chunk of all that cash is being spent financing adrenochrome farms. Yesterday, we learned Russian special forces destroyed an adrenochrome farm in Ukraine. Valiant Spetsnaz rescued 50 Russian children who had been kidnapped to harvest fluid from their adrenal glands, small hormone-producing, you know, triangular-shaped glands on top of both kidneys. So anyway, it goes on to what adrenochrome is. But anyhow, one of these agents, Russian agents, told Real Raw News that one of the children, an 8-year-old boy, told a horrific tale about how his captors inserted long needles into his torso while frightening him until his lungs ran out of air from screaming and crying. The boy recounted a repetitive cycle of sleeping and then waking to see men hovering over him with long needles in their hands. So this Russian agent, I'm not going to say his name, insisted that Western Deep State paid Zelensky to allow them to build adrenochrome warehouses in Ukraine because it had become too risky to maintain harvesting facilities in the U.S. He believes there may be dozens of adrenochrome facilities in Ukraine and that the deep state is abducting scores of Russian children to supply an endless stream of adrenal fluid. Many Russian children disappear along the border, as I said, and that they first thought they were sold into child sex slavery, but now they know some are kidnapped just to make adrenochrome. And he goes on and on about this, it's literally endemic to political and Hollywood elites. And, of course, they claim it prolongs life, wards off illness, and invigorates sexual prowess. But interesting. So they say, ironically, we're waging a war on fentanyl distribution while using it. They're using it to make their adrenochrome. The more they use, the more they need, like any addictive drug. So if the Russians are fighting to get rid of adrenochrome, good for them. So maybe between our efforts, we can shut down the whole market. But yeah, it's really incredible. And that really made a lot of sense to me because there's so much off the records funds, going to Zelensky. And obviously, they get paid a lot. This is a pretty expensive drug, and it's disgusting and sick and satanic. Anyway, so I did want to mention, so we're going to focus this show. I have several other things to talk about. For one, I wanted to mention that there was an article that came out in the American Heart Association. Well, it's actually pre-publication, but it'll be in this American Heart Association Journal 2023 about circulating spike protein detected in post-COVID-19 mRNA vaccine myocarditis. And they're really seeing the problems with the spike protein. And that's really on a lot of people's mind, how much of a problem it is, especially after dark field microscopy that Robert O. Young has done on blood of both vaccinated and unvaccinated people shows, damage from this spike protein. And so it seems like everyone's blood's being affected. And part of what we're going to be talking about tonight are some of those solutions. And the first one I want to mention, and I thought this was fascinating, these energy enhancement systems that Dr. Sandra Rose Michael has pioneered are popping up all over the country. The testimonials are phenomenal. And that would certainly take care of a lot of the spike protein and problems we're seeing with people. And it's beyond normal machines for healing. It's beyond even the Itera Care one, which I think is a fabulous thing. There is actually one center in Florida where she has people before they do the EE system, that's what they call it, the energy enhancement system, where before they walk in the room, she wands them, she has them do the wanding with the Itera Care one. And I thought that was interesting too, just to kind of prep them for the energy they're going to be feeling. But yeah, I'm going to post all that. There's not one very close to where I live, and a lot of people would like that to see that in the Inland Northwest. So I'm already talking to people about it. But there's one, they're popping up on the west side of Washington, and there's one coming online in Bozeman, and there's a lot of them are getting ready to come online. There's ones all over the place. I'm going to post links to the chat room. Again, that's ImmunizeWisely at chat and go or chatango.com. And it's particularly interesting is the interview that Jason Shurka did with Dr. Carrie Madej 6 months after her plane crash. Now, this woman was really messed up. I mean, you know, their plane dropped out of the sky with engine failure, just straight down. I mean, and luckily there were some trees that maybe cushioned the fall a bit, but it was still really severe. I mean, yeah, it was unbelievable. They couldn't even find her. And the pilot. So it's amazing that they both survived. And here she's talking 6 months later, and it looks like really nothing happened to her. It's just bizarre. And that's because of this EE system. So this is a precursor for med beds, and I think we should just all be using it, frankly. I mean, if you know you have stubborn health, a lot of people have stubborn health issues. I know people that have struggled with Lyme for years. They do everything, you know, possible. So and I know several people that have just had really stubborn autoimmune conditions, you know, and they've tried so many different things, and so this is the kind of thing that's coming online, and people are getting phenomenal results. So I'm going to post links to that, and I want you to pay attention to that. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring on my guest, Dr. Dean Lloyd, and James Jordan. Anyway, I don't know if he goes by Jim or James, but I'll find out, I'm sure. He's the one conducting the study they're doing on Shilajit. It's absolutely fascinating. So let me just see if I can go ahead and add Dean real quick, and I'll just introduce both of them. It's just a matter of, you know, scrolling down this thing and saying, hi, Dean. But yeah, the thing is with oh my gosh, this is bizarre. Okay, I'm scrolling down the thing, and all of a sudden, the whole thing starts wiggling like crazy. Yeah, why don't we just take the break? We'll just do it in the break. So I'll just bring him on right after the break. But yeah, all of a sudden, the whole add to call started like vibrating. I was like, what? So I clicked out of it. So I'll bring him on in a minute. And then we can go ahead and introduce the whole show. But yeah, I am really fascinated with the whole, God, it's doing it again. I'll try it again during the break. But yeah, I was looking more and more at the James Shurka interviews and going to see this science. The science is at EE System. No S, system.com, and you'll see all the science there. They're actually taking the money they're making from, which is quite expensive, you know, these units, but they're taking some of that money and making a free, you know, to the public unit they're building in India, you know, for some of the poor people. So that's her vision, is have these centers all over the world, and it's exciting. So stay tuned.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product, I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The fight for Speaker of the House seems to be the big news. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code Lighthouse at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system for flu season. For the first time in 100 years, the Speaker of the House vote has gone on for days. At the time of this recording, there have been 11 votes and still no Speaker elected. I think the fact that Kevin McCarthy has tried 11 times and has not even considered stepping aside, nothing but an indication of McCarthy's ego. It has been my experience that anyone who wants a job of power this badly is not the person we the people should want to have that job. I am glad this fight is happening. My opinion of several members of Congress has changed during this process, some for the better and some for the worse. Aside from politics, I would like to ask for your help again. My dear friend lost everything on December 30th when her apartment building was destroyed by fire. My friend Tashoy is starting the new year with absolutely nothing. If you are able, please help my friend through the GoFundMe link at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Dr. Dean Lloyd in Colorado with Colorado Sheila Jeet. Sam is not joining him today, but he does have with him James Jordan, and James Jordan is the one conducting the dark field microscopy study that they're doing on blood related to intake of Shilajit. And they have their controls and a few, you know, different. Anyway, it's pretty. We're going to explore how the study is designed and some of the initial results, which I think are fascinating, you know, because obviously anyone that participated in the study, they're going to do what, you know, their blood looks like prior to actually taking the different forms of Shilajit. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what they... Dean, go ahead.
Well, welcome to the show, by the way. I'm kind of just like... You're on the line, by the way. But anyway, welcome to the show. That wasn't very formal. Thanks. Sorry.
Well, Jim, go ahead and start.
Yeah, I mean, so Dean and his friend Sam asked me to look at we have 10 subjects in my town, Ashland, who we're going to do a study on the effects of Shilajit on their blood. So what I did basically is I documented their blood. These are clients of mine that came, and I videotaped their blood in a dark field microscope and documented the basic factors that are seen in blood, which reflect in circulation, digestion, clotting, inflammation, toxicity, some key nutrient deficiencies, and documented that. And then they took the Shilajit according to the instructions, and then we tested it again 2 weeks later. And then again, we just completed the second retest. Actually, today was the last person I did. So at this point, the sessions are completed, and I have the video of the changes in the blood and also the subjective, you know, response in terms of how they feel, their symptoms. You know, they filled out symptom questionnaires, and then I just did an intake with them. And so, yeah, basically I've got that accomplished at this point. So, Dean, anything else?
Yeah, it'd be good to inform the people what the purpose is of doing this dark field microscopy. And what's simple is I wrote a rough draft abstract. I'll go ahead and read it, if that's okay with you, Ingrid.
Yeah.
It's short.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Using dark field microscopy, testing will be performed on 10 individuals. We have 11, but we have 10 in the Ashland area. For the purpose of identifying changes in human blood before consuming Colorado Shilajit imprinted with the Accutone frequency for blood, and some of them are not tuned to the frequency of blood. But we wanted to see these changes that so many people are complaining of dealing with. Blood, I just spoke to a colleague, friend of mine, that is seeing blood after his over 38 years. That's as long as I've been in practice. And seeing blood he's never seen before. We're seeing the most strange type of anomalies in terms of parasitic infection, inflammatory triggers, Rouleau blood, which is stacked blood, crystals, just damaged RBCs, red blood cell count, that is not viable, 50%. I mean, these are the most strange types of damage, blood-damaged patients. And with our background on this, the historical use of Shilajit dates back 4,000 years. It's called several things, and we've been on previous shows discussing this, but the magic of finding this, it was really quite phenomenal because it's rare, and it was locally found here in Colorado, and its purity has been established. Its chain of custody is obviously, you know, sealed. It's bulletproof, so to speak, I guess you could say. But it's been found in places like the Himalayas, Nepal, Bhutan, Russia, and of course now most recently in Colorado, is revered as a supreme natural medicine to improve energy and vitality. And I know that you're interested in getting into the mitochondrial function, and we can do that in the second hour if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll continue. Improve energy and go ahead, please.
No. But wait, we have a commercial. So hold on, gentlemen. We have Dr. Dean Lloyd and Jim Jordan, talking about the Shilajit study, and it's fascinating. So stay tuned to the second half hour.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. So we're going to go right into this. We have a close to 20 minutes, so we want to just dive right in. Jim, do you want to go ahead and explain a little bit? I know there's interruptions with the course trading, but I want you to dive right in.
Sure, let me explain. So basically, I don't know if you've seen live blood analysis before, but I'm looking at blood under a microscope with a camera attached to the microscope that projects the image onto a screen, and we're looking at the different elements in the blood, like the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the platelets, the toxins, the inflammation, all that stuff shows up in the blood. It's visual. So to make it really simple, there's a way to grade the blood on, there might be 10 or 12 variables, but generally speaking, the blood is optimally like a river. Literally, you can see the blood flowing. The red blood cells are separate from each other. They're exchanging CO2 for oxygen. They're carrying nutrients throughout the body. There's no real obstructions in the blood. There's no plaque in the blood. That's optimal. Or the river, the blood could be a swamp, which is like really congested and stacked up blood cells, like Dean said, rouleau, red blood cell aggregations, plaque, clots, toxins. So most people, their blood is something between those two. So I give that a grade. And then in this case, we're evaluating the effect of Shilajit on those different factors in the blood. So what Do you want me to explain sort of what I've seen so far?
Well, yeah, what I wanted to do is tell us right now, just to start off, what the 10, I mean, these are clients of yours or patients or whatever. They're people that you're helping. And you've done the before test before you even started. So you saw what their blood looked like. What did their blood look like? How was it graded?
So, yeah, it's different for every person. And, I mean, it's not like they're all the same. There's different ages. There was everything from age 33-year-old man who is basically pretty healthy to an 85-year-old client of mine who has cardiovascular disease. So the blood, there's no one description. But generally speaking, and actually different people had different responses. So we have different sheologies. I think there's at least two versions that were tested. So generally speaking, what I tracked, there's symptomatic improvement, then also visual improvement. For most of them, their circulation improved. So the stickiness of their cells.
I just want to get real clear. So was there like a difference between vaxxed and unvaxxed? Did anyone start out with like healthy blood, like on a scale of 1 to 10, were most of them at least a 5?
No, I mean, yes, some of them had better than others. So some people had relatively healthy, a couple people had relatively healthy blood, and most didn't. So I picked, I got people in who had health issues. None of them were vaxxed, okay? I don't have, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't have clients that got vaxxed because if they asked my opinion, I would tell them not to. So I didn't find people with that. But despite that, there's plenty of things that cause the blood cells to aggregate or stack up, and garbage, there's cell damage from EMFs, there's all kinds of things. So, I can't tell you, there's no general picture other than each person's blood was documented, and then we asked them to take the sheology according to the instructions and not to do anything different for the 30 days, and maybe there's one or two people that did something that was not optimal, but overall they followed, they complied, and there was noticeable improvement in several areas for sure. And but the biggest thing that I look for is how do these people feel? So, I've done this work for 24 years now, and I did this work in a medical clinic in Chicago. And the goal of the purpose of live blood analysis is basically to educate the patient as to the underlying causes of their health conditions. That's the purpose of it. And to motivate them. And it's great for that. So the people that have been taking the sheology, I would say at least 8 out of the 10 that I've seen like it enough to want to continue doing it. And maybe the other two will too. We'll see. But overall...
Okay, so how are they taking it? I mean, I just want to know how they're taking it. I mean, it's pretty concentrated, the stuff I've seen from Colorado sheology. So are you getting that concentrated and telling them, how to take it a certain way?
They're holding it in their mouth for about twice a day, the prescribed dose based on their weight, for about 1 to 2 minutes, under their tongue, and then they swish it down with some water, and that's it. Now, because sheology is so concentrated in minerals, that negative charge mineral, those minerals, will automatically cause a dispersion to some degree in the blood of the blood elements, because that negative charge is what creates what in microscopy world is called zeta potential, or the electrical charge in the blood. So then when things are in suspension, toxins can be cleared out, nutrients can be absorbed, cells can get oxygen. So the key thing that I was looking at, to what degree does it deliver that, electron donation, and document that, and then asked the people, how are they feeling? So several people said their brain fog, which they've had for chronically for some time, I think it was 3 people, said that improved noticeably. So that meant their oxygenation levels are going up for their brain function. Most of them, I think 7 or 8 of them, said their energy was overall better. So that's good. That's a big, that's a large percentage. Several, actually 4 of them mentioned that their bowel movements were better. One of them significantly better. And all she did different was take the doses of sheology. There are also, because it's so potent, that it can cause a detoxification reaction, which also shows up in the blood. And the blood can temporarily be loaded with some more toxins or crystal appearance of things that need to be flushed out. So, we, of course, have to moderate the dose and support the detox pathway. So a lot of my videos I made of this, I'm encouraging people to do things to help them flush these toxins out, because the fulvic acid in the Shilajit is helping not only absorb nutrients, but detoxify. So the overall response has been very good. And their questionnaires they filled out, there's objective symptom questionnaires, all of them improved. Some of them radically improved. And this is just an estimate, but because I haven't really totaled everything yet, but I'm estimating like by about a third, 33% reduced symptoms, their symptom grade score. So that's
okay. I have a couple of questions. So what was the percentage of, there were 10. So these were all adults, right? No children.
No children, right.
And how many women and how many men?
I think it was 7 women and 7 women, 3 men.
Yeah, because I see a lot of problems with women in their cycle, and okay.
It's always more women that are interested in this.
Yeah, and so did they modify their diet or their health habits?
No.
To participate. So
no.
So if they were normally taking calm magnesium every night before they went to bed, they continued with that. I mean, they continued with their, supplemental routine, and this was just an addition, right?
Right. I said continue whatever you're doing currently and only add the Shilajit. Don't stop anything and don't add anything.
Right.
Other than Shilajit.
Okay. But they were all fairly, they weren't eating at McDonald's and they weren't, smoker or drinkers.
These are all in the top, 10% of awareness about diet of people. They're all my clients or, related to my clients, and they're very intelligent, conscious people. Yet they still had plenty of issues going on in their blood and in their symptoms, so
yep.
As does everybody these days. So. Yeah, so that's essentially what I've got the total and summarize all the reports because I just finished it, so I don't have all that right now. I just literally today finished the last person. But that's the purpose, and the live blood microscopy is the visual. In some cases you can see visually it's pretty clear there's a change. In others you have to, be more, inspect more deeply to see the changes. But objectively, they're responding very well. There's one woman who is very, she has a chronic degenerative arthritic condition, and there was no change in her yet, but this has only been 1 month. One of the things Dr. Lloyd and the company Shilajit, Colorado Shilajit, wants to do is to continue this, to extend the study another month, because I think that the longer people take it, I think we'll have a better view, understanding of what it's potential is.
Right. So right now the study's been going on for 4 weeks. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, 4:30 exactly. 4 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So then, if we did a 10-week study, or you did, I'm sorry, if this was a 10-week study, then that would be optimum because you're going to have, that full amount of time to really see its solid impact. But right now, it's very encouraging. Okay, so Dr. Lloyd, he told me there were 4 different types that were, given to these people, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Do you want to go ahead and, say what they were, the different varieties, so that you can kind of be able to compare?
Dean, are you there? Well, he's not on the call anymore.
Well, he was on the call, and he should be on the call.
Oh.
He has his mic muted, though. There, he's unmuted
okay.
now.
Okay.
So, did you hear that, Dean? You know, I just wanted to go over the different types of Shilajit that were given to Jim under number 1, 2, 3, and 4, so people know that some of these results. This is why you want to do a longer study, because you want to really see if there's a marked difference. And of course, I think in the future we'd probably want to have more people involved to get more of a pinpoint, because I mean everyone's biochemically individual, so it's hard to determine, you know, if it's embedded with the C for blood, and whether it's not, and the two different locations that Shilajit's being mined for. So I was just asking Dean. He gave
I get it.
Yeah, so
I get it. Let me say that I at this point had the idea of using the imprinted frequency of blood. As you know, I'm very big on the frequency of life. This is my thing, you know. It's my baby, and I've studied so many different disciplines in the area of frequency medicine. But what I am now using is both the frequency of blood and the non-imprinted frequency, because the Shilajit itself comes out of the earth with its own frequency. Mm-hmm. And I've identified these 81 mineral structures as a perfect match to the frequency of earth, and that's in my book, in Accutone. And I talk about the vibrational response in the different levels of these frequencies as they correspond to level of tissue, like bone and skin and so forth. But for the study, we gave half of the subjects received the imprinted with the frequency of blood. The other half did not get the imprinted frequency. We were looking for significant changes. We had run some testing that measured the ion charge in a form of testing called GDB testing. And it was phenomenally charged, incredible. But that's another discussion I'll have in the second hour. Mm-hmm. We want to keep Jim in his focus
right
here.
Yeah, so, and I understand that, but I just wanted to chime in that there were four different types. One, there were two different mines, and each of the different it's not really mines, it's where they're collected at high altitudes. And he found two different spots where he harvests the Shilajit. And from those two different spots, you know, one of them was without the C frequency and one was with. And so that gives you 1, 2, 3, 4, correct?
Well, yeah, two sites, half of the Shilajit was tested or treated with the C-sharp blood frequency tuned to the 432 scale. The other half was not touched. So mm-hmm. you have two sites, and of those two sites, half of the frequency treated, half of it not frequency treated. Now,
right.
that just clarifies that Shilajit in either state has this high function to it that it modulates. It's a kind of unique oxygen, what we call metabolic enhancement. It helps the delivery of the volunteering of that oxygen so that it goes to its destination. There's a colleague friend of mine who had a surgery it was a 90% blockage to his heart. I'll just be brief. And they couldn't believe he was still alive when they did the surgery. But he was on Shilajit prior, and he contacted me after the surgery when he came off of the anesthesia and said, "Dean, I'm alive." And I said, "Hooray!" You know, it's like that Tony the Tiger. "Great!" You know. But he went on to say to me, and I was practically in tears as he was, that he was alive. And the only way that he could make sense that he was alive was because he was on Shilajit, and that oxygenation that was going to his cells was keeping him alive to finish the surgery, to get through the surgery. Because if you had that much blockage, you should be dead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jim was identifying were changes that I was particularly interested in regards to this oxygen metabolism, the detoxification, because you have to have, especially with mitochondrial function, the respiration of the cell to generate energy, right? And if you don't have the oxygen delivery system in place, and we've seen so much of this in terms of the COVID illnesses, and you remember when people were going on respirator and that they're going hypoxic, and that's a term used to indicate that blood is not getting enough oxygen, and their numbers drop out of the range, which an oximeter show that 94 to 98 is a typical good healthy range.
Okay, you're cutting off. Now I have a commercial break. So tune in. Everyone, just tune in after the break. Thanks.
Boy, I get on a roll here, Ingrid.
I know, but you need to speed up your talk.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm sorry I didn't time that break very well. So Dean was finishing up, and then we want Jim to kind of go into some of the details of what he's seeing. So what do we do first? Yeah. Dean, you want to finish up, or Jim?
Yeah. Hey, give me about 30 seconds.
Okay.
So this sheology is highly fortified with fulvic and humic acids with 81 mineral structures. And at the concentrate that Jim was giving his patients, it was 38,000 to 445,000 parts per million that went into these drops, okay? So that was what we were using. And that's where, you know, Jim, you can pick up on what you were seeing here. But just so that the audience knows, for 30 days, they were using that concentration at a higher dose of 10 drops that started out, and it's measurable with their body weight. And they were taking it BID, which means twice a day. So,
okay, that everyone's going to ask, is that the exact concentration that is on the Colorado Sheology site that's for sale?
Correct. It is 10 drops. We start out with that. That's the recommended dosage, but you can change it to body weight, and that's what we did with this study.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so thank you, Dean. So, Jim?
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to know what happened in some of these cases. So I'll give you an example, because every case is different. It's not like the blood is the same for everybody, but there's a couple of people who had what's called leaky gut. So that's when waste leaks into their blood from their bowels. And at the beginning of the study, the two of these people had would be moderate high, like a scale of, I usually grade from 0 to 5, 5 being the highest. They were like a 4, 3 or a 4. And I think one of them halfway through, just a 2 week in, it dropped down to virtually 0 or very little, maybe 1 left. And same with the other one after 4 weeks. So in that case, it's related to the bowel function, the microbiome condition in the gut, and it seemed to have had an impact because there's nothing else these people did other than the sheology. The stickiness of the blood cells, the rouleau, there were cases where it was a noticeable change in positive, again, from like a 4 or so down to a 1 or a 2. And same with red blood cell aggregations, which are even more sticky than the rouleau blood, but big islands of blood cells just all packed together. Again, this makes sense because sheology is such a concentration of negatively charged minerals that's just going to deliver that as a donation, electron donation, into the blood, and it will cause more separation in the blood.
Okay, I would like to carry you over, Jim, because we have 2 minutes, and then we're on again. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Jim Jordan and Dr. Dane Lloyd. Thank you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.